Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, yumadailynews.com. The Arizona Farm Bureau reports on Governor Ducey's proclamation of November being Arizona's Leafy Greens Month. Read what the Bureau had to say, yumadailynews.com. MCAS Yuma conducted a pretty action-packed hazmat drill last week. See the story and pictures at yumadailynews.com. Want to know the least educated city in Arizona? According to a new report, it's right here in the county. Read more about it, yumadailynews.com. Arizona won't stop using COVID money for anti-mask grants. Get more info at yumadailynews.com. It's no secret that Canadian snowbirds, as well as visitors from Mexico, flock in the masses to Yuma this time of year. The Biden administration will reopen the country's borders today for non-essential travel. Find out what you need to know, yumadailynews.com. Keep sending your news tips to newsroom at yumadailynews.com. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson. Hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
AM 560 KBLU. Sean Garner, do I have you?
You do, sir.
All right. Life, death, and the law, Sean Garner. And you're caught in traffic, right?
Well, I just got back to my office as soon as fate would not have me go into the station today. There's an accident on 32nd Street and I believe 4E, probably 5E.
Okay.
And so not a lot is moving past that area. But we do have a good show today. We can do it over the phone, so
sure,
we can move forward.
And you have Vicki Templeton as your guest. She's in studio, buddy.
Well, excellent. She had better luck than I did. Thank you, Vicki, for coming in and participating on the show today. So, Vicki, can you just give us a brief background of your occupation and where you work?
Good morning. I'm a CPA with Shipp & Pope & Associates. I've worked with them for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I do a lot of taxes, and we do accounting and a little bit of fiduciary accounting, as well as individual taxes, corporate taxes, partnership taxes, fiduciary taxes. And we have a lot of regular monthly accounting people and people who we oversee their in-office accounting and then do the tax work that comes along with it. We have five CPAs in our company and a support staff. And it's a good place to work. Good people.
And Vicki's got a lot of job security because taxes are not getting any easier.
No.
So we're going to talk about taxes today and how they intertwine with estate planning, some basics that you need to know. And also, certainly, we're going to recognize our veterans today because this Thursday is Veterans Day. And before we get too far off that topic, I just want to do a little bit of common reminiscing about why we have Veterans Day and the significance behind the date. So we celebrate Veterans Day on Thursday this week, and a lot of holidays are pushed to like a Monday or they're on a Friday. They coincide with a weekend. Of course, we have some significant holidays like Christmas and 4th of July. Those stay on the days that they're fixed. And this is one of those. Russ, Vicki, do you remember why we celebrate Veterans Day specifically on the 11th instead of moving it to a convenient weekend?
Yes, I do. It was the armistice from World War One.
Yes. So the armistice during World War One was initiated at 11 a.m. to be precise, on the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. And that was significant. That was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Of course, we've seen too much warfare and bloodshed since then. But that was a day of reckoning for humankind to put down our weapons and work out a peace. And so we recognize that as Veterans Day. And to all those veterans out there, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you, well, for everything that you've done, and for not only recognizing that there was a need to stand up for freedom, but answering the call. So with that, let's jump into some tax questions. I know that's not a very fun transition to go over, but it is a necessary one. So, Vicki, a couple of things that we had discussed. She came in and did some training for our office, her and her associate, Caitlin Pope. And she answered a lot of good questions that we had regarding taxes and that we answer commonly for our clients. And one of the questions had to do with giving assets away during life as opposed to allowing those assets to be inherited by beneficiaries or heirs of an individual. So I want to jump right into that, Vicki. And you don't have my questions in front of you, so I'm putting you kind of right on the hot seat here. But let's talk about some, for example, appreciated assets like real estate or stocks. Is there a benefit to using estate planning to have those assets delivered to beneficiaries after death as opposed to transferring the title into the beneficiary's name beforehand?
Yes. If you give a gift, the recipient steps into the shoes of the giver, which means if mom and dad bought a house 40 years ago and it cost $20,000, if you receive that house as a gift, your cost basis in that house is $20,000. If you sell it now for $250,000, you've got a heck of a gain. But if you receive it through inheritance, you receive it at fair market value on the date of death of the last person who owns it before they give it to you. And then if you sell it right away, there's no real gain because fair market value is your cost basis and your sale price will be real close. And so there's no profit to pay tax on.
So let me reiterate. Taxes for property, this type of property, let's say appreciated stock or real estate, is based on how much that property has gained in value comparative to how much you put into it. So the amount that you purchased the property for or the asset is the basis. So if I purchase the house, like you said, for $20,000, and that's my basis. If I sell it for $20,000, I don't have to pay any taxes on that because I had already paid taxes on the money that I used to buy it. But if that asset appreciates in value, then the fair market value minus the actual basis that I put into it is what is going to be taxed at the capital gains rate. Do I have that right?
Correct.
So if it appreciates to $250,000, that is a $230,000 gain. And so I'm going to be taxed on capital gains of $230,000. Now, what is the capital gains rate currently?
Well, it depends on your other income because the capital gains rate can be zero, can be 15%, can be 25%, depending on your other income that's on the same return.
Can it also depend on what state you're residing in? or where the assets were?
Well, I was just talking about federal taxes. States differ as to how they tax capital gains. Like Arizona doesn't have a specific capital gains rate; it's just income, and so the states all have their own little rules on state taxation. So that might make a difference.
Do you know off the top of your head what California's rule is on that?
No,
put you on the spot there.
No, I don't know off the top of my head.
I believe they do have their own state capital gains rate, and whereas Arizona does not tax separately on capital gains, it's only a federal tax, California does. And that becomes a really big issue when you're determining whether or not the inheritance and the legacy that you want to pass on to your beneficiaries should be given prior to death or through an estate plan. Let's just walk through a scenario. Let's say that mom has a home that she purchased in her name, but she purchased it for her daughter who lives at the home. She wants to essentially give her daughter the ability to use and benefit from a portion of her inheritance in advance. So she purchases this home, daughter lives in it, takes good care of it, pays for the utilities, reimburses mom for the taxes. But mom's getting tired of getting the property tax bill in her name and passing it on to the daughter and figures, well, you know what? It would just be easier to give this property to daughter now. I could get it into her name. The property taxes would go into her name. I wouldn't have to explain the utilities issue. And, yeah, in that very limited scope, that might be easier. But just as we've explained, if mom was to transfer that property to daughter's name, then there would be a significant disadvantage for taxes, because unless daughter stays in that house her entire life and passes that house along to either her children or heirs, then when she sells the house, any gain that occurred from the time mom purchased it, not the time that it was given away to daughter, but from the time mom purchased it, is going to be taxed. And if we're in California, there may be a state capital gains tax on top of the federal capital gains tax. Now, if she sets up, let's just say even a will. Let's start very simple. She sets up a will and names her daughter as the beneficiary under the will to receive that house, and it appreciated $230,000. How much will the daughter have to pay under both state and federal capital gains taxes for that gift?
Well, she probably won't pay any because she will inherit it at fair market value on the date of her mother's passing. And if she sold it the next day, she would conceivably sell it for fair market value. And there wouldn't be any tax to pay anywhere. It'd be reportable, but not taxable.
With that, Sean, you need to take a break, my friend.
Okay, great. We'll be back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
It was a warm day yesterday, but now the temperatures are easing up just slightly. Still lots of sunshine, no rain, 86 today. 85 tomorrow, 85 Wednesday.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Sponsored by Sanofi Pasteur.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
You're on, Sean.
Welcome back, Yuma. Thank you, Mr. Clark. So we have Vicki Templeton in studio and also Russ Clark there.
Morning.
I am here in my office, and I'm doing this show over the phone. There's an accident on 3E and 32nd Street, and I believe 5E, could be 4E. It was backed up far enough I couldn't see. But so if you were heading that direction and you can take an alternate route, I recommend you do so. And good luck to those people that are involved in that accident. It appears to be a serious deal. So getting back to where we were with the appreciated assets and using estate planning to pass along those assets to benefit tax-wise, let's talk about some different types of assets here, because not all assets are treated equally when they get passed on to beneficiaries. So, Vicki, can I jump right into stocks? How do those get treated as opposed to bonds in delivering or passing those on through an estate plan versus a live gift?
Stocks are inherited at fair market value, just like the real estate we talked about. Corporate bonds and things like that probably are as well. Savings bonds seems to be different because there is interest earned on the savings bond that would have been taxable to the decedent had he cashed those out. Or he could have paid tax on it as it went along. That was an option for some types of bonds. But that the savings bonds are not stepped up to the total because there was a face value and then there's all this interest on top. That interest on top is income with the respect of a decedent, and somebody still needs to pay tax on that.
See, and that's such an interesting concept because individuals that come in and talk with me, they want to get a very simple answer to a complex question. And the thing is, it's just complex, really. But let me see if I can break down a little bit more what you just spoke, and you tell me if I'm erring on this topic here. So a stock is, for more or less to understand everybody out there, ownership in a company, right? You own that bit of the company that you hold the stock in. And as that company appreciates in value, then when you pass along the stock to a beneficiary, the beneficiary, upon your death, the beneficiary gets a step up in basis, gets the value of the stock at the fair market value as the day that you die. So if they turn around and sell the stock shortly afterwards, there's probably going to be very little gain, maybe no gain. It could be even some loss. And so for stock, that has the reason that is because it's an ownership interest in the property that is being passed along, kind of like an ownership interest in the house. But for bonds, now for savings bonds, those can be a bit tricky because savings bonds are more like a loan. It's sometimes a government entity, a municipality, or other private savings bonds, and they can issue a loan where they say, we will guarantee that we pay out X amount of percent on the loan. And in addition, when this bond can mature, it'll be worth a little bit more than when you purchased it originally. And that is actually income. And so that income, if the stock is gaining value when it matures, that is as if you loaned the money to the company. You didn't purchase that little piece of the company. And therefore, the payment back on that loan, well, the principal is going to be the principal, but the interest that's earned on that is going to be taxable. And that's the same whether it's received by the person that originally bought it or they passed it along to their heirs when they passed away. Did I get that right?
Yes. The other thing is on stocks, you have a little piece of ownership in the company. But if a dividend is declared and it doesn't get paid until after death, well, that's still going to be taxable, too. That's not part of the step-up thing. It's the income on the stock, and that'll be taxable.
Okay, but not all stocks are treated equally. Sometimes, or not all bonds are treated equally. So can you differentiate for me a little bit between bonds that accrue interest and bonds that are paid out and get a step-up in basis?
Not without looking it up. I don't deal with a lot of bonds, so I don't want to lead you astray.
No. That's fair enough because it's a complex issue, and that's the whole point of discussing this is because there isn't one rule of thumb that you can say, okay, if I check this box and check this box as a generic application, this is what's going to be taxed, and this is not going to be taxed. So I can go through and I can put some forms together myself or with the assistance of an online program and feel confident that I'm avoiding unnecessary taxes for me or my estate. It's important to get into the details because the devil's in the details, as the saying goes. What about life insurance? How does that get treated in an inheritance scenario?
As a general rule, proceeds from life insurance are not taxable. If there is
And why is that?
Because life insurance just isn't. As long as you did not deduct the premiums that you used to pay for it, then the proceeds are not taxable. I don't know why. It's just part of the law. But if you...
Isn't that interesting? Yes.
If you have a company...
I think that's very interesting, too.
If you have a company... And the company's paying the life insurance, and they've been deducting those premiums. Well, then that's the payout's taxable. So,
and that's not unusual because a lot of companies will have key man insurance type stuff.
A lot of them do, but if they have key man insurance, they probably have it as a non-deductible expense, so that if it is paid out, then the proceeds aren't taxable.
Okay.
So if they're your client, Vicky, and they say, listen, I do want to get this insurance. I've got this key man insurance. Really, if this person, and for those listeners out there that may not be familiar with this term, key man insurance is for somebody that is a heavy contributor to the success of the firm or the business. And if you were to lose them, then the business would have some financial distress that would need to be supplemented by some insurance. And so you get insurance on that individual to get you through that hard time. And there are two ways to pay the premiums for that insurance. One is to pay as a business expense using pre-tax dollars, and the other is to have it be paid out to the partners as a distribution or income or however it's going to be categorized, but either way taxed, and then use that after-tax income to pay the premiums. The significance there, Vicki, you want to wrap that up to me for us, the significance between paying the after-tax money that we've earned or the pre-tax? Because to me, as a business owner, everything that I can buy pre-tax seems to be the way to go because I get a discount on it, right? I haven't paid the tax yet, and I get to benefit from the goods that I've purchased for business purposes. But in this sense, it may not be the best way to go.
We recommend against it. And Same with disability. You know, a lot of times you'll have disability insurance on key people, and if those premiums have always been deducted and that person does in fact get disabled, then all that disability income becomes taxable income to that person.
And so if you're out there, go ahead.
The cost of the premium in relationship to how much the tax would be if the whole thing became taxable, the cost is minimal in relation to the taxability. So it's if you're looking to make all the deductions right now, then you're saving pennies, and it might cost you dollars later.
That's an important concept to understand, because it's so tempting to pay those premiums pre-tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so for individuals out there, think about it this way. There's two buckets. Okay, that we can categorize these assets in. One bucket is the assets that we have not paid taxes on. And if we purchase the life insurance or the disability insurance in that pre-tax bucket, then when anything comes out, including the payout of the life insurance proceeds, all of that is taxable. And if you do it the other way, if you put it in the after-tax bucket and use that money to pay for the premiums, then the life insurance is 100% tax-free. Now, hopefully, the amount of premiums that you pay in is significantly less than the payout from the proceeds, and that's why the tax disparity is so big between how much you're saving tax-wise with premiums paid after tax as opposed to the total benefit coming in after tax and fitting in that bucket.
Sean,
have I painted that picture accurately?
Yes.
You need to take a break, sir.
Okay. Here we go. 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Last year alone, $55 million was wasted on Facebook advertising and another $48 million on Google by people who thought they knew what they were doing, but found themselves overbidding on search terms, buying wrong audiences, and using ineffective tactics. Wouldn't it be better to talk to someone who knew what they were doing from the start and could give you solid strategies and advice? Get free advice. Sign up for our business building e-tips and take the guesswork out of your marketing plans at YumaAdvertising.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. Again, I'm on the phone, and I've got Vicki Templeton in studio with Russ Clark. We are talking about both Veterans Day and taxes as it has to do with estate planning. The gist of the matter, and I've got a lot of questions left here, but we're not going to be able to get to all of them because I want to dedicate the second half of this show to some music and some speeches, very memorable speeches, thanking our veterans in recognition of all those who are currently serving out there and who have served in the armed forces. I can't say enough how much I appreciate. There's nothing that gives me chills more than thinking of the people that have offered to give the ultimate sacrifice to defend our freedom. So with that, Ms. Templeton, thank you so much for coming on our show. Again, she is with Shippen Pope and Associates. Her number, if you want to contact her, is 928-726-9470, or you could just Google Shippen Pope, and I'm sure you will find their accounting firm. She's very experienced in what she does, and she's just a great individual to work with. Thank you, Vicki, so much for being on the show. Mr. Clark,
yes,
do we have some of those music queued up and ready to go for
not
our
yet.
Listeners?
I found them now. Okay. You sent them. I didn't see where you sent them, but I got them now. I will have those ready. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Well, thank you, Vicki. And for those listeners out there in Yuma, please enjoy this music and a happy Veterans Day to you.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hanson at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Arizona Marketplace is open November 4th, largest and best outdoor market in Yuma County. Looking for unique items? Arizona Marketplace is your place. It is safe, clean, even the bathrooms, shaded, has entertainment, food vendors. Shopping for the perfect gift? Bring the family. Octane Car Show Rally on November 13th. RV Storage. Arizona Marketplace. You just have to experience it. 3351 South Avenue 4E.
Linda and I have enjoyed our banking experience with Brian. We love First Bank Yuma and Brian's attention to details. He has certainly had a positive impact on our family's business.
Both Brian and Erica work closely with Gary and Linda for all of their loan needs to help their company grow.
I have truly enjoyed working with both Gary and Linda Monk over the years. They are very responsive and community focused. Their shopping center provides an ideal location where both large retail chains and small businesses can operate successfully in the same convenient location.
We are locally owned and operated for over 20 years with 4 convenient locations dedicated to serve you. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and download our app. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, with a 5-star rating from Bauer Financial. And that's a big deal.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
We don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. Say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? It took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Those towers fell. We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war, and you can bet that they remember just what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? That we lost and those left to carry on. Don't you tell me not to worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
And it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home. It's them sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his life. Mr. Red, White, swamps of Louisiana, to the golden coast of California. Uncle Sam's the only family he's got. His purple heartbeat won't stop. And his 18th birthday was the day he was born. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, lay down his life. Mr. Red, White, and Blue,
marching line.
The memories of a question my grandson asked me the other day when he said, "Grandpa, were you a hero in the war?" Grandpa said, "No." But I served in a company of girls.
Whose stripes and bright stars through the barrier.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
You booked a cozy Vrbo mountain cabin with a kitchen where everyone can chef. But the thing they'll remember forever?
An urgent message to anyone with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today,
where the flag still stands for freedom,
and they can't take that away.
To me,
and I gladly stand up next to you.
from the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston
and New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say,
questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU El Dorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.